91X News.
It's 11 degrees and sunny at noon. Good afternoon, I'm John Boldrin. Filling up your car just got more expensive. Gas prices went up 4.5 cents a liter in many parts of southern Ontario. There were no big jumps in Belleville, though, with prices remaining between $1.29 and $1.35. Roger McKnight of Enpro International says it's hard to say if Belleville will see a rise in the next 24 hours.
There will be no wholesale price changes tomorrow. I can guarantee that, but I don't know what's going to happen at the retail level. I don't know if those guys who are staying down are going to stay down or they're going to move up.
McKnight calls prices in Belleville a bargain, and to grab it while it's cheap. Prices in Trenton are currently increasing. Hastings County and the cities of Belleville and Quinte West have prepared to create a cultural plan for the region. 91X News reporter Austin McKay has the story.
Three cultural forums took place in Hastings County and Quinte region last week. To incorporate the whole area, meetings took place in Trenton, Belleville, and Madoc. Belleville's forum was led by Dr. Greg Baker, Mayor Neil Ellis, along with Mark Fleur at the Empire Theater. An ultimate goal is to create a plan to bring culture into the region and utilize this area's unique features. Community involvement is a major component, says Baker.
It's really an opportunity for the community to come out, break into smaller groups, and we have some questions that we want them to think about and give us some feedback on.
So far, issues surrounding the waterfront has been the leading concern from the public. Austin McKay, 91X News, Belleville.
Ontario's chief forensic pathologist says a slain Woodstock girl died from at least four hammer blows to her head. Michael Polonen testified yesterday at the London trial of Michael Rafferty, who was accused in the slaying of 8-year-old Tori Stafford in 2008. The Crown alleges Tori was sexually assaulted, but Polonen testified that an autopsy could not determine if she was sexually assaulted. Rafferty has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault causing bodily harm, and kidnapping. The bad news continues for the Defense Department. Cuts in last week's federal budget are starting to hit the public service. A union representing civilian employees at the department says about 1,100 positions are being eliminated across the country. Union President John McLennan says everything from research and development to food services on military bases are facing cutbacks. Word of the cuts comes one day after the Auditor General reported that the Defense Department hid the spiraling costs of the multi-billion-dollar F-35 purchase from Parliament. Ontario's opposition parties are accusing the governing Liberals of deliberately holding up witness testimony before a committee that's looking into the Orange scandal. The Legislative Committee was supposed to hear from former Health Minister George Smitherman this morning, but the committee ended up getting bogged down in procedural arguments. The Liberals say the committee needs a lawyer present to ensure none of the testimony jeopardizes the criminal investigation of Orange. They say they need a few days to set the ground rules. The Tories and NDP says it's a delay tactic dreamed up by Premier Dalton McGuinty's staff to prevent Smitherman and one of McGuinty's top advisors from testifying. Smitherman, who signed the original agreement with a troubled air ambulance service, says he's willing to wait to testify. The New Democrats have named their price for propping up the minority Liberals on their budget. NDP leader Andrea Horvath says it's clear the budget spending plan is placing an unfair burden on families and a more balanced approach is needed. The NDP wants the budget to hike taxes for the wealthy, take HST off home heating bills, protect childcare, and boost support for the poor. And Horvath says there are more demands to come. A man accused in the attempted murder of two Alberta RCMP officers is facing an additional 13 firearms offenses. Sawyer Clark Robison appeared for a bail hearing Tuesday in Killam Provincial Court.
Sawyer Robison now faces a total of 15 charges in connection with the shooting incident on a farm near Killam 2 months ago. And a bail hearing in Killam Provincial Court, Robison was described by over 36 members of the community in letters to the defense as a caring man who had never caused problems in the area before. But the Crown argued the accused may have guns hidden in the area and has a problem with police and authority. Back on February 7th, two Mounties were shot while executing a search warrant on the farm. Robison's uncle died in the altercation. A publication ban on evidence has been issued. Judge William Andreasen will deliver his decision on bail next Wednesday in Camrose.
Robison was arrested nearly 3 days after the shootings. The Prime Minister's office has quickly replaced its Director of Communications, promoting spokesman Andrew McDougall. The 36-year-old McDougal was named to the position this morning. McDougal will be Stephen Harper's 8th Director of Communications and his 7th since becoming Prime Minister in 2006. McDougal is bilingual, unlike his predecessor. He has worked on Parliament Hill since 2006, moving up through the ranks as he gained respect amongst his colleagues and media. More recently, he was Associate Director of Communications and Harper's spokesman, the most visible member of Harper's communication team. Syrian activists say there have been explosions and clashes in several parts of the country. Reporter Zeyna Karam says the violence continues even as the government claims it has started to withdraw troops from some cities in compliance with an international ceasefire plan.
What we find out today from activists and residents across Syrian cities is that no such thing has been happening. There's still clashes going on. There was shelling in the central city of Homs. There's raids and a campaign of arrests in some of the suburbs of the Syrian capital.
A Syrian government official said yesterday that troops started pulling out from some calm cities and heading back to their bases a week ahead of a deadline to implement International Envoy Kofi Annan's truth plan. That's 91X News to 1208. Dan Canatero has sports next.
My name is Deborah Tosh of RE/MAX Quinte. I've been helping people sell their homes for over 25 years. I can help you get the most amount of money in the least amount of time with the least amount of inconvenience. My website at deborahtosh.com is one of the secrets to my success. I showcase your property extremely well with lots of photos and a detailed feature sheet. If you want to sell your home, then call me at RE/MAX, 969-9907. Remember, you say sell, I say sold. Oh my gosh, call Deborah Tosh.
Good afternoon, I'm Dan Canatero of 91X Sports. Major League Baseball will be thrown upon us today as the start of the regular season is for two teams. The reigning World Series champion St. Louis Cardinals traveled to Miami to battle the new-look Marlins. The Marlins will be playing their first game in their new ballpark. Miami made some notable additions in the offseason, adding superstar shortstop Jose Reyes, veteran closer Heath Bell, and pitching ace Mark Burley to bolster the starting rotation. The Cardinals, on the other hand, lost the big prize ticket to free agency, 9-time All-Star Albert Pujols. Marlins ace Josh Johnson will get the nod today, and his counterpart will be Kyle Loesch going for the Cards. The Vancouver Canucks continue the roll, as their win streak is now at 7 games. Alex Burrows, Vancouver forward, had 2 goals in the victory. In other action, the Leafs just keep helping better their chance at that all-important draft pick. They blew 2 different 2-goal leads in the third period, before journeyman defenseman Jordan Leopold sent the game to overtime with a goal in the dying seconds in the third. Derek Roy kept the Sabres in the playoff hunt, scoring his 2nd goal of the game midway through the extra frame. Winnipeg ruined Florida Panthers' party on clinching the Southeast Division. Sharks crushed the division rival Stars 5-2. New Jersey upended the Islanders, and the Penguins beat up on the Bruins. Penn star Sidney Crosby popped 2 Genos in an assist in the win. And the best story of the night, Coyote goaltender Mike Smith posted another shutout in a victory with a 54-save performance. His current win streak without allowing a goal is nearly 220 minutes. Around the NBA last night, the Toronto Raptors were credited with their first win against the league-worst Bobcats. The Raps improved to 11-17 at the Air Canada Center with a 5-point victory. Andrea Bargnani dropped 30 points on Charlotte. Despite the win, the Raps still trailed the season series 2-1. LeBron blasted the 76ers with a 41-point performance in a win. Memphis rallied past Golden State, Lakers lasted the late push from Deron Williams in the Nets, and the Suns defeated Sacramento on the road. And the biggest story on the hardwood, the Indiana Pacers battled back from a 17-point lead late in the game to take the game. Pacers forward Danny Granger says the crowd really helped.
You know, one basket after another, slowly energized ourselves as well as the crowd. And at that point, you know, we were just playing off the emotions of the crowd.
Granger had 27 points when it was all said and done. Atlanta defender Andrea Masiello questioned for more than 3 hours. Masiello was arrested on Monday and kept in custody after reportedly admitting his part in the scandal during his time at Barre. The final 9 matches he played there are being checked out for suspicious happenings, including the Derby. Masiello's own goal helped Lecce win 2-0 to avoid relegation. An Italian native admitted that he scored the goal on purpose to receive more than $180,000. Masiello spent 3.5 years at Barre before moving to Atalanta last summer. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports91x.fm. That's sports. Here's John Baldrick with 91X Weather.
Today we're going to see a bunch of sun, but with a mix of cloud near noon and a high of 10. Tonight, it's going to be a clear night with a low of minus 2. And Thursday, we're going to see some sun with a high of 9. At 12:13, it's 11 degrees. 91X News, on the air and online at 91XF.FM. I'm John Boldrick with Dan Canatero. News is next at 1.